Maryland Real Estate Headlines. Baltimore County Public Records Portal, new resource for MD property research. Netter Online has launched a dedicated portal for accessing Baltimore County public records, property tax information, and assessor data. MD real estate professionals can streamline due diligence, verify ownership history, and assess property tax obligations directly through this centralized county resource. Bookmark this portal for faster Baltimore County property lookups. https://publicrecords.netronline.com/state/MD/county/Baltimore County. Maryland Real Estate Headlines. Maryland Real Estate Commission Rates. What agents earn across the state. A new breakdown from Calibri Real Estate details average real estate commission rates and city-by-city commission variations for agents working in Maryland. Understanding local commission structures helps MD real estate professionals benchmark their earnings and negotiate competitively in their specific markets. Review the full commission breakdown by city to see how your market compares. www.calibrirealestate.com/careerhub/blog/realestateagent-commission-in-maryland/. Maryland Real Estate Headlines. MD commission rates edge below national average, new survey finds. A February 2026 survey of local agents found Maryland's average real estate commission at 5.41%, below the national average of 5.70%. For Maryland agents and brokers, this data point signals competitive pricing pressure in the local market and may inform commission strategy discussions with clients. Review the full Maryland commission breakdown at ht://listwithclever.com/average-realestate-commission-rate-maryland/. Maryland Real Estate Headlines. New Maryland Property Records Search Tool consolidates deeds, liens, and permits. Maryland Property Records Search lets users check property records, find owner information, search permits and purchase history, and look up deed, tax, loan, and lien records in one place. Real estate professionals in MD can streamline due diligence and client research by accessing unified property data without toggling multiple county systems at https://maryland.propertychecker.com/to-your-transaction-workflow for faster title and ownership verification. Maryland Real Estate Headlines. Maryland Public Records Directory, now online for property research. The Maryland Public Records Online Directory provides centralized access to public records resources across the state. Real estate professionals can streamline due diligence by quickly locating property records, tax data, and other public documents essential for transactions. Bookmark h/publicrecords.netronline.com/state/MD as your starting point for MD property record searches. Maryland Real Estate Updates. MD courts issue land records guidance for property transfers. The Maryland courts website provides general information about Maryland land records and advises that property transfers can be complicated with potential tax consequences. Real estate professionals in MD need to understand the complexity of land record transfers and know when to refer clients qualified legal or title assistance. Review the guidance at www.mdcourts.gov/legalhelp/land records and ensure clients understand the value of professional legal or title company support for transfers. Maryland Real Estate Updates. Maryland Real Estate Commission, key resource for MD licensees. The Maryland Real Estate Commission is the official state licensing body overseeing real estate professionals in Maryland. MD real estate professionals must interact with this commission for licensing, renewals, and regulatory compliance. labor.maryland.gov/license/MRX for licensing requirements and commission updates. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable, a Phase 1 ESA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a Phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners regardless of who caused the contamination. A Phase 1 performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the Phase 1 early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space? The buy versus lease decision for owner occupants leans on three factors. Most spreadsheets undercount. 1. tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize, 2, opportunity cost of the down payment, 3, the fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns. Background and context. A 5-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers 4 things. 1, parcel zoning matches intended use. 2, setback dimensions match the survey. Any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. 4, contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most MD jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission.